Good evening, Zimbabwe. Moshe.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, 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 mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, 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 mthwakazi omuhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk. Silusizi ukuthi ke senelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
I'd like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing the novel coronavirus or COVID-19.
The World Health Organization today designated the virus a global pandemic after the number of victims continue to rise.
The virus has killed 4,382 people, while 121,523 have been infected worldwide.
11 countries in Africa have people who have tested positive, with South Africa having the highest number at 13.
China, the epicenter of the virus, early this week reported that the number of infections have gone down slightly.
However, in Europe, the numbers have been going up, with Italy now being designated as the new ground zero with 10,000 cases.
Zimbabwe was this week provided with $25 million by the Global Fund to fight the spread of the virus.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Ongu vadiwe vateereri nevatariri, nasi tiri kukurukura nezvedambudziko rabata pasi rose, zvasvitsa kuti sangano reWorld Health Organization kana WHO ringe richishevedzera kuti dambudziko recoronavirus kana COVID-19 rave dambudziko repasi rose, yave pandemic, because it has prevailed all over the world. Saka ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi tichinzwa munyika dzamuri, mungava muZimbabwe, kunze kwenyika, mhiri kwemakungwa kuno kana munana South Africa. Toda kunzwa kuti imi kwamuri ikoko dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus riri kubatwa sei nehurumende dzemunyika dzamugere, imiwo pachezvenyu semunhu muri kuzvibatawo sei nyaya iyoyi kuzvichengetedza, nokuti vazhinji vanoti utsanana hunobvira mumba mako, hunobvira pauri, iwewo kuzvichengetedza kwauri kuita. Ndonyaya toda kuti tinge tichikurukura tichinzwa. Tinonzwa kuti muAfrica mava nenyika dzinokwana kuita 11 chete dzaita vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi, 11 countries. Tichinzwawo kuti muSouth Africa mune vanhu vanokwana kuita 13. Munongoziva South Africa neZimbabwe kuchidzana kwatinoita nekufambidzana. Chimwe chinhu chinoitawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa nevari muZimbabwe tinge tichityawo kuti zvinhu zvinogona kungenda nepamwe chero nguva, nekuti muwakidzano wedu watinodyidzana naye apindwa nedambudziko iroro. Saka teichida kunzwa kuti imi kwamuri zvinhu zvakamira sei. KuChina uko kune kwakatangira dambudziko iroro, tiri kunzwa kuti namba dzacho dzevanhu kana uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere hunenge hwatidzikirei, asi kuEurope huri kukwira. Nyika yeItaly takanzwa kuti vakatovhara zvinhu zvese kuti hapana zvichafamba, nenyaya yekuti vaedze kucontaina kana kudzivirira kana kurwisana nedambudziko recovid-19 kana coronavirus. Nokuti iyo Italy yatone vanhu vanopfuura zviuru 10,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Chinhu chinofanira chichikisa ichochi nekuti chinonzi chirongotapurira nasi zvinoitwa chirwere cheflu kana chedziwa. Saka pauri hauzive kuti munhu anacho akamirawo sei kana kuti awakatomira naye unenge usingazive kuti akamirawo sei munyaya dzeutano kusvika mazoteswa. Ndozvimwe zviri kukurudzirwa kuti vanhu ukanzwa miri yako isiri kuita zvakanaka, waakuita dziwa, waakunzwa kudziya miri nezvimwe zvakadaro, mhanya uende kunoongororwa kuti hauna here chirwere chekoronavhairasi kana utachiwana unokonzera COVID-19. Christoph.
Yebo Jonga, ye zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwesigcikwane le-coronavirus lona eselithiwe yinhlanganiso ebona ngezempilakahle umhlaba jikelele, ye-World Health Organization. Ithi yona leli gcikwane selikusimo esibi kakhulu esithiwa sona yi-pandemic ngesilungu. Ye siyabona ukubana iZimbabwe kuthiwa khona iphiwe imali $25 million yokuphathisa ukulwisana ke legcikwane leli. Ye sizaxoxa nje labanye sibanxusileyo sisizwa ukuthi kungahamba njani, njalo silabo dokotela esibanxusileyo labo bazabe besitshela ukubana kumele siyenzeni, siziphathe kanjani ukuze singazitholi sengozini yegcikwane leli eselibulele abantu abedlula 4,000 kuthi abadlula bona i-120,000 kuthiwa abalalo igcikwane umhlaba jikelele. E-South Africa yikho okulabantu abaningi kuzwekazi le-Africa abangu-13. I-Africa yonke jikelele sokulababili asebesitshile, omunye e-Egypt, omunye e-Morocco. Kodwa i-South Africa hayi akulo sitshile, kodwa kuthiwa khona iningi labo babese-Italy lapho okuthiwa khona yikho osekumemetheke igcikwane leli. Asixoxeni ke ngendaba yesilayo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje Jonga.
Ongu Chris, would like to welcome our first guest, that's Dr. Henry Madzorera, former health minister and also secretary for health in the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Welcome to our show, Dr. Madzorera.
Greetings to the listeners.
Thank you so much. My first question, Dr. Madzorera, is the World Health Organization, WHO, has declared COVID-19 a pandemic. What does this mean to an ordinary Zimbabwean?
This means that the virus has really spread around the world, and it's virtually, you know, in every place of the world now. And that means even those countries that have not yet seen or diagnosed a case right now, like Zimbabwe, should not think they are safe, because this virus is now everywhere. It's a pandemic. Pandemic meaning potentially everywhere.
So by declaring this coronavirus or COVID-19 a world pandemic, what does this entail ordinary people to do and governments at the same time to do?
I think this means what WHO has done is simply to raise the level of alertness and to tell us that we must really work hard at preventing this virus and making sure that our citizens do not get it and they do not spread it around, and to understand that there is no place on earth that is now safe anymore. Wherever we go, we must go and watch out, and we must make sure that we take preventive measures. You know, escalating our preventive measures, like the hygiene that they've been talking about all the time, hand washing, you know, making sure that when you sneeze, you don't spread the virus, you know, making sure that we keep our surfaces clean, even doorknobs and other surfaces may actually be carriers of the virus. So we are simply being told now to raise our level of hygiene and awareness. And of course, whenever you have symptoms, it doesn't matter where you are. If you have symptoms, flu-like symptoms, pneumonia-like symptoms, that suggests a respiratory infection, you must seek medical aid very quickly.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mazera. Please do stay on the line. Chris, I think we are joined now by our next guest. That's Leah, Luan Lu.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to our show, Leah.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much for joining us, Leah. Leah, can you first of all introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers, which service you work for, and so forth?
Yes, my name is Leah. I'm a reporter with VOA's Mandarin service. I'm the foreign affairs correspondent. As I recall, I actually have been to on your show before.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Now, Leah, can you tell us what is the news that you are getting, the latest about the spread of the virus? Is there any good news? Because we understand from China that the numbers are going down. What are you hearing?
Yes, you're right. The situation is definitely stabilized in China. You know, just on Tuesday afternoon, the last two of the 16 temporary hospitals set up in Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the outbreak, right, have been shut down. So all the patients were released from these temporary hospitals. And we also know that, you know, the daily case numbers continue to drop on Wednesday, which is today. Just 24 new infections were reported, and 10 of which actually involved people who had traveled abroad. And this, I think, suggests that a lower rate of community transmission. That's, you know, based on the Chinese health authorities. So I think you can say there's a bit of good news coming out from China while this virus spreads globally and the situation is still pretty grim.
Mm-hmm. And from what you are getting from China, are they saying that, you know, we have heard talk that the virus doesn't live long when the temperatures are high? Is this anything to do with temperatures? The numbers, are they going down because of temperature, or there's something else?
You know, I'm not a health expert, so I really can't say much about this. I think early on there were, you know, some health experts were suggesting that, you know, as the temperature rises, then it might help contain the virus. Mm-hmm. I think there's some anecdotes about, I mean, like if you look at some of the countries that are in the places where the temperatures are high right now, I think the cases are not so bad. So maybe that might turn out to be the case, but I think we still have to wait and see. I also just want to mention that in China on Tuesday, Chinese leader President Xi Jinping actually made a high-profile visit to the stricken city of Wuhan, and this is his first known trip there since the outbreak began. And I think this demonstrates that the Chinese government is confident that the worst of this crisis might be soon over in China. I also want to mention that, you know, despite the closures of these temporary hospitals I just mentioned, right, Wuhan remains under lockdown after more than 50 days. So I think after Xi Jinping's visit, there are speculations that the authorities might relax some of the restrictions. But, we will wait and see if that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm. So there is only one province that has been under lockdown, or the whole country?
The Hubei province, which Wuhan is the capital city, it's still under lockdown. And in other parts of China, the situations are not so bad, but still various restrictions are still in place. Like, say, in the capital of Beijing, there's still restrictions about, you know, quarantines in terms of who can go to work and all that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, the authorities are still treating this very seriously. Mm-hmm. I know I can't, you know, I came from Hubei province, right? That's my hometown. And I keep close contact with my family members and friends there. Mm-hmm. You know, they, this is Hubei, and they are still under lockdown. I mean, in addition to Wuhan, some of the neighboring places, right, cities and towns, people are still staying home, you know, just to be safe.
Okay.
Well, maybe you can explain to our listeners and viewers the measures the Chinese authorities put in place to curb the spread of the virus.
Well, you know, as we all know, the Chinese government really has taken draconian measures, you know, locking down, first of all, the Hubei province, the Wuhan city, a city of more than 11 million people. This is unprecedented. And then this kind of lockdown spread it to the rest of the country. And I think now you can say that this kind of quarantines and restrictions of movement have played a part, have been effective in containing the virus from spreading. So I've talked with people back in Hubei and other parts of China, the government. Of course, you hear a lot of people complaining about the government's response to the outbreak. But there are also people who are saying that at least at the local government level, in addition to locking down the cities and towns, the authorities have also been very diligent in terms of supplying the residents with the necessities, such as vegetables and rice. And, you know, so I talked with my families in the south of the Hubei province, a town called Shibi. And, you know, people are still staying at home, and they are required to report their temperatures twice to the relevant authorities. And then each community, smaller community, you have people keeping order, preventing people from going out. And then they also supply staff to the residents in the neighborhood in an orderly manner. So that's what I've been hearing from my hometown. But, you know, people have been under quarantine at their homes for more than 50 days. So this has been a very difficult time. I hear some of my family members complaining about this. You know, they feel hopeless sometimes because they don't know when this will end. And as you can imagine, you know, it's rather claustrophobic. You know, people might think that under this difficult period of time, you may, you know, maybe this is the time to catch up with your sleep deprivation and all that. But, you know, they told me they cannot sleep, you know. So it's been very difficult, I mean, for a lot of people who are under quarantine. But the government has been, I think, you know, these measures, I think a lot of people would agree that it's necessary. Of course, there are other ways, maybe better ways to contain this, right?
Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? We have a doctor on the other line from Zimbabwe, Dr. Henry Matorera. Dr. Matorera, Zimbabwe got $25 million from the Global Fund. I hear that it's specifically to try and contain and actually prevent the virus from spreading into the country. Do you think that this money is going to be appropriately used?
First of all, I want to say that is good news. I want to thank the Global Fund for that very important gesture. Secondly, I think this money is going to go a long way towards helping Zimbabwe contain and actually prevent the virus from becoming a problem in Zimbabwe. Now, your question is, do I think the government is going to use this money properly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I know, the Global Fund, there's checks and balances, and I don't think they'll just, you know, dump $25 million into Zimbabwe and walk away. I do not know. I cannot answer that right now. But from my own experience with the Global Fund, there's a lot of checks and balances that ensure that you don't misappropriate the funds that they give you. If it's for containment of the coronavirus infection, the money will be used in that way. And there will be a lot of checks and balances and middle people to make sure you... I remember during our time in the inclusive government, the UNDP was one of those important organizations that was ensuring that we don't abuse the funds. So I think the money will be used well.
Because the reason why I'm asking this question is that we had a few months back where there was a by-election, and medicine was used as a means of coercing people to vote for the ruling party. So that question is based on that background, because we know the Global Fund can't give the country cash, but you know.
I'm aware of the case you are talking about, and I think that was a by-election in Matabele and South.
Yes.
And that was extremely unfortunate. Extremely unfortunate, and we do know that our government has abused money before. Just as we were about to get into the inclusive government, if you remember, the Global Fund had stopped supporting Zimbabwe because a few million dollars had been misappropriated. And we had to make sure that that money is paid back into the health sector and that is used properly. And the government did pay back that money. So I am confident that the Global Fund will ensure that such accountability mechanisms stay in place so that money is not abused. I'm not sure whose money was abused when they did that thing in the Matabele and South. It was very unfortunate. We know about it, but... The
exit
of state funds, I'm not sure anymore.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mazerra. Please do stay on the line. We have our first caller. Hello, Parunare.
Hello.
Hey, Magadi.
Nani, Magasimbere.
Tadasimba, Diana.
Dimitro Maxwell, Beruba.
Mukoma Maxwell, Murukupi. Aiwa maita basa tipei fungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kukurukura iyi tiri kutarisa dambudziko rechirwere chekorona virus kana COVID-19 taona danho ratorwa neWorld Health Organization yekuti idambudziko repasi rose nekuti chirwere ichi chabata pasi rose nyika dzakawanda pasi rose munoti iwe imi nedambudziko iri
ya dambudziko iri rakaoma zvekuti ndangani chitongofunga kuti ko tanda padi kungo damburwa ma games kune vaya vanofamba vaya vanonge vachitravela ma long distance like vanofamba nendege kana kuti vanotrade zvinhu zvekutengesa kubva kuna Dubai zvichiva muno ndomafungira ndanichitawo kuti ndinoona sekuti kuspenda kwacho kunogona kuita chinzvimbo chinenge chiri nani pakudzikira mbichana.
Aiwa ndofunga ndo mangwa matanho akaziviswa nemutungamiri wenyika Svondo Rapera pavakati paya vashandi hurumende havasi kubvumidzwa kunge vachifamba vakakurudzirawo veruzhinji kuti vasangoenda nzendo dzakadaro. Ndofunga zvikuru kunyika dzine dambudziko iroro. Todaira kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambirawo kurudziro yekuti vasafamba kuitira kusatapura chirwere icho vachidzoka nacho kumusha.
Zvekuti ndotoona kunge panaa paine chidambudziko pamwe panodiwa type security force like zvakaita kunana South Africa kune maboda jambers vanenge vakajamba vachida ikoko kana vakanzoti pane chirwere vanogona kuuya kukada mumvura voita zvekuoya kuchizi saka vanogona kuuya kuti nacho vanhu ivava.
Aiwa tinotarisira kudaro but tinonetsa manje munhu anojamba boda mukoma hauzoti ari kujambira papi.
Ipapo manje ndopane dambudziko zvekutoti panonetsa kumonitora.
Saka vesecurity vacho vangaita basa rese asi kuti vazive kuti nhasi munhu achanyuka nepapa zvakutoda munhu papese panenge pachimwedzi panoyambwa napo panofanira paine munhu zvinove zvinogona kustreya vashandi vacho asi tinoimba kuti matanho ari kutorwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Maxwell. Thank you so much, Chris. Our first caller, Mkoma Maxwell, calling from Harare. You said there should be restrictions on long distant travels, like long flights from Zimbabwe to China, to wherever. And also he talked of tight security on borders, and he mentioned the illegal cross borders. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something that's strenuous for the government to do that, because people, they just cross the borders from all these illegal points. Mm. But those are some of the restrictions he thinks may help prevent the spread of the disease or the virus into the country.
Okay, no, thank you so much. Leah, what has been the attitude of people in some countries who are towards people of Asian descent? Are they not facing any kind of, hostile attitude because, of this fact that the virus is said to be coming from China? Are people from Asia not complaining that they are facing some kind of discrimination?
I've definitely seen reports of Asian people, particularly Chinese people, being, discriminated against or being shouted at, saying that the coronavirus. But, my personal experience has been different. I recently went to Europe in Germany and Netherlands, and I didn't experience anything like that. People were not very concerned. I mean, maybe it was because the virus outbreak was not serious there. I went to the Rhine-Westphalia, a part of West Germany. The outbreak there is quite serious now, but when I was there, the cases beginning to increase rather rapidly. But in general, I didn't see anyone wearing masks, and so they were not very concerned about the virus. And so sometimes when I had to talk to the locals, maybe asking them questions about how to get to a certain place, I would tell them, say, look, I know, I don't know, you might be wondering whether I came from China. I just want you to know that I didn't go to China recently. I came from the United States. So I just want to calm their minds a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But in general, I didn't experience any stigma towards me when I was in Europe recently. But as I mentioned, even within China, people from Wuhan are so discriminated against. Some people couldn't even find a job now, because if you tell the employer, say, you came from Wuhan or Hubei province, you can't even get employed, So within China, there's still a lot of stigma against people who came from the epicenter of the outbreak. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese and Asian people face this kind of xenophobic stigma elsewhere when they travel abroad.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Leah. Nasi mchirongwa chedu, tine mtorwe na uwe, Voice of America, achishanda ariku Mandarin Service, Liwan, Leah, Lu, ariku tanangurao, pamsorope kupararira, kwechi rwerechi ku China. Zvikuru kudunhu reWuhan kwaanobvawo zvakare. Ari kutaurawo iye pamusoro pekuderera kwaita uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi vatsva, kana kuti vanhu vatsva vari kubatwa nechirwere muChina vadzikira. Taurawo pamusoro pematanho ari kutorwa akasimba nehurumende. Ari kuti mamwe matanho acho anotonzi nevagari vemo muChina imomo, anenge achivashungurudza, asi ari kubatsira mukudzivirira kupararira kwechirwere ichi nekudzikira. Vamwe vanhu vane mazuva anodarika makumi mashanu vachigara vari munzvimbo dzakachengetedzwa, inonzi quarantine, kuitira kuti vasange vachiparadzira chirwere ichi kana kuti vanga vasabatawo chirwere ichochi. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaari kutaurawo. Ataurawo pamusoro pemubvunzo wabvunzwa nemumwe wangu naChris Gande wekuti vanobva kuChina vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana havasi kusanganawo here nematambudziko ekusemwa nekuti vanenge vachityiwa nevanhu kuti vanogona kunge vachiparadzira chirwere ichi. Ataurawo kuti munzvimbo dzimwe anongonzwawo mapepanhau kana munhau kuti ndo zviri kuitika, iye akafamba akaenda kueurope haana hake kusangana nedambudziko iroro. Asi ataura nyaya yekuti kuChina ikoko vanobva kudunhu reWuhan kunove kwakatangira chirwere checoronavirus kana COVID-19 vamwe vacho vari kutowana matambudziko iwayo ekusemiwa nevamwe nekutosvika pakushayiswa mabasa wakunge wazivikanwa kuti unobva kudunhu iroro. Saka ndo mamwe matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu. Asi ataurawo nyaya yekuti kusawanda kuri kuita kupararira kwechirwere haanyatsoziva hake kuti zvii chaizvo zviri kuitika, nekuti Chris anga amubvunza kuti pane vamwe vanofungidzira kuti matunhu anenge aine kudziya kwekunze anogona kunge asinganyanya kubatwa nechirwere ichochi. Zvimwe zvinhu zvatichazobvunzawo kuna Dr. Madzorera kuti zvingave zvine chekuita here nekubatsira kusapararira kwechirwere kana munhu akanga ari mumatunhu anotidziyei, Chris.
Yes, Chonga, before we go back to Dr. Madzorera, I'll just want to ask a follow-up question, Leah. Oh, unfortunately, Leah dropped. But anyway, we'll continue with Dr. Madzorera. Like Jonga said, Dr. Madzorera, what could be the reason in the, numbers going down? Is it true that the temperatures are driving the virus away?
Going down in China, you mean?
Yes.
I can't answer that question, but what I can tell you is that this coronavirus is a kind of flu that just goes wild and starts causing pneumonia and more complications. And so we know in Zimbabwe that our flus come during the cold season. Right now we are in the warm season, you know, so this is not our flu season. And so we shouldn't relax. Our flu season is coming very, very soon. And when it comes, we may suddenly see the transmissibility of the coronavirus changing. I don't know. This is a new infection. But we do know that it's a kind of flu. And that our flu does come around May, June, July. That season when the temperatures have gone down, that's when we get our peak flu season. So that's what might be happening worldwide. I don't know. I cannot really answer that question.
Mm-hmm. But is it true that, like you are saying, the flu can survive to, certain temperatures, and if they go up, it doesn't survive?
I can't really answer that. But as I said, our flu season tends to be the cold season. And during the warm time, the summer, we don't really get that much flu at all, which shows that transmission of flu happens when it's cold and when it's warm. And we sort of get a break. Like right now, we've got a break. And yes, temperatures have everything to do with it.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, John.
Yes, Chris. Batana zvakare nemumwe wevadare vedu, tina amai Rebecca Musonza. We are now joined by Mr. Rebecca Musonza, a Zimbabwean living in Italy. Welcome to our show, Mr. Musonza.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Maybe you can start by telling our listeners and viewers how the situation is in Italy, where the country is said to be in a total lockdown.
Well, it's quite serious, actually. It was a little bit more relaxed when the quarantine began, but people, I guess, are starting to panic quite a lot.
And the lockdown, what is it exactly? Are you not allowed to even go out to the shops, to school, to work, to what? What's the lockdown?
I'm actually in the supermarket right now. So yeah. You can move.
So, so you have times that you're allowed to go out?
No, I mean, there is freedom of movement. Because some people are still going to work, but it's not so... if you can, stay home. Only the necessary people are going to work. Most people are smart working.
So, where you are right now in the supermarket, can you describe it to us? You know, do you have any tellers? Do you have people buying? And what is stocked? We know, we understand there are some goods that have run out and so forth. Can you just give us a picture?
Fruits and vegetables, I guess, are the ones that aren't as full of stock as usual. Pasta as well. And that's basically it.
What about the number of people? Do you have a lot of people there?
Yes. When we came, they were limiting the number of people that were getting inside the supermarket. But within the supermarket itself, there are a lot of people.
Okay. And the people who are behind the counters who are selling stuff, are they wearing masks, gloves, and stuff like that?
Only masks.
No gloves.
No, the government has made it very clear that gloves are not necessary.
Really? Oh.
Yes. Actually, they say that the people that should really wear masks are the ones that are coughing or sneezing. So if you're fine, or if you think you're fine, you don't necessarily ask. Also, they're very difficult to find, so I don't have one.
Okay,
thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mson. Zato mbenda kuna Dr. Mazera. Dr. Mazera, itirukuna mzimbo zakawanda semuno mu America. Itirukungo kuru zirwa kutitinga tichichene sa maoko ne ya tinoti ma mishonga ya kuchene sa maoko yiku
klina ma
vano mchurungu hand sanitizer. But tichungo nilo tichiputa maoko tichizora zora ne matino fumble. Zinu zinu kuru zirwa zakaji izo zinu kutinombozo wamu wa shara uti iyo sanitizer yaga na mishonga ya tinoshansa kuchene sa maoko yoi zimungua izo shika pama pane ure muwe ya wano te alkohol inenga ishtari soro wati inozo ura ya utachua na nesimwe za kadaro.
Njinoona kuti imeza ya kanaka iyo yu kushansa ma sanitizer kwese kuno kwanza kuwaniko ma sanitizer na kutu nuko na usapane mwenzimbo yukuta hapana mbrae kugeza afi sanitizer eno wanikwa a sanitizer ano shanda kana kashandi kwa sakanaka ano shanda ende tofana kwa shandi sa aziro utaka kutura mzimbo yukugeza maoko ayo asi kuti kuwezera zombo zedu za tina azo zokurwi sana na utachona o saka mwono mzimbabwe azo asatanya ya kutanga zokukuru zira vanu kuti vatenge masanitizer wata shandisa afindo ufungi zira urumendi pa isha buda ni ma guidelines isha para zira kwa nwese vacha include wanya ya masanitizer yoyo kuti tikwanise kuwa na masanitizer ari positioned mzimbo zakasiyana siyana tichipinda masoro tichibuda masoro nizine zakadero nemudzimba dzedu zvinobetsera.
On the same issue, Dr. Mazorera, there are some who are saying that the government is not doing enough to conscientize citizens on the coronavirus issue. And somebody was giving me an example of like in Murewa, where I come from, there is no place where they can go and get tested for coronavirus. What they have is if someone is sick, they have to take him or her to Harare, to Wilkins. There are no emergency telephone numbers there where you can call the authorities. What's your take on this?
Well, that is very true. Our response to the pandemic has been very slow. We are really behind time, and I hope the virus will not get ahead of us. I am aware that the government has started doing a few things right now. Like, I'm aware that they've been training health workers who are going to train other health workers in the provinces. That is a good move. But I think we are trailing behind the virus a little bit. We don't have any call centers. So if you think you've got symptoms of this viral infection, you actually literally have to go to a health institution. And that has caused a lot of scares sometimes, and it has spooked health workers who have sometimes run away from their stations of work because they have no protective equipment and they are not protected. If you really have the virus, they may, you know, likely catch it. So we are very, very slow in responding. We encourage the government. This is what we are encouraging them. Let them have call centers in every place so that if you think you've got the virus, you just call and properly equipped health workers come and check you out. We must learn lessons from those who got it before us, like China and so forth. We haven't come to a stage where we must say total lockdown of any city, but let's do the preliminary things that should be done. Make sure that visitors who come from outside are properly quarantined in their homes and they're checked. I like it when our other guests from China talked about twice daily reporting of temperature to authorities. We must have a center where you call in and report your condition. Mm-hmm. That way we will be able to contain it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mazzara. Please do stay on the line, Chris. I think we are now joined by our other guest, Mr. Victress Matutu.
Yes, Chonga. South Africa has reported the highest number of coronavirus victims at 13. Now, since we have Ms. Matutu, we'd like to find out what the situation is like in South Africa today as we speak. Ms. Matutu?
Hello.
Yes, can you tell us how is the situation in South Africa as far as the coronavirus is concerned?
All I can say is everyone is scared of death. So I think everyone is just scared, especially after last week, after the Minister of Health announced that there is one victim of coronavirus in Durban. Everyone got scared. During the weekend, everyone was just scared, and everyone was just looking for anything that will help, like, protect them from getting the virus, like people getting the sanitizers, the masks, and everything. Mm-hmm. To an extent that all the sanitizers were sold out from the shops. I went on Sunday to look for a bottle of sanitizer. I couldn't find any. So that shows how much people are scared of this virus. People are very scared, and I think before it was here in South Africa, we hear it from China, it's there. People were like, maybe it's just a Chinese thing there. It's not going to come over this side. But once one victim was announced by the Minister of Health, then everyone started panicking.
Okay. But what is the situation like in commuter omnibuses, in the shops, in the supermarkets? Is there any sign that there's a pandemic going on?
Not that much. Like, you know, in some countries, we see people in masks and in gloves and everything. But in South Africa, people just in Texas or just in supermarkets, if you can't see anyone with those masks or those gloves, I mean, it hasn't come to that. Maybe the country hasn't come to a lockdown like from the other countries. Maybe now, because now I read today that they are 13 victims of the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Maybe people start maybe panicking, trying to get this thing, trying to put masks and gloves just to protect themselves. But as of now, people are just working without those things.
Okay. Thank you so much. Ungasitshela nje ngamafishane ngesiNdebele ukuthi umuntu unjani. Hello?
Bayethukile kodwa abakafiki kulesiyani isimo sokuthi bazivikele ngendlela zokuthi bafake abomamasi lamaglove or ukuthi abantu abasathintani ngoba abantu basagibela amatekisi, abantu basahamba emashopu, asisahamba nasezitaladeni, sisathintana lasamkethu, hhayi lingathintani, kanjalo kanjalo kodwa kwamanje yes abantu bayethukile kodwa angiboni ukuthi sekufike kulele zinga lelo lokuthi babe bayenze lekhaya ukuthi bazivikele ngaleyo ndlela.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungabamba kancane ecingweni sikhulumela bani.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Matuto. I think we have another caller. Tinamtereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, ndiya now.
Ndi Mr. Masendeke.
Mr. Masendeke. Warukufona warukupewa Masendeke? Zimbabwe, Zishawane. Thank you so much. Nyayatu kurukura mainzgo wa Masendeke. Tisapeza nguwa tichimboita zvekuita kumutsana kana tiri kwedu kwa mutsoko tinoti kuita mamuko hadzi sidza rinopora tipei pfungwa dzenyu
apa panoita dambudziko guru apa hamene kuti Mwari vafunga kuti tidii zvino hapana here zvimwe ninzi dzingaitwa kuti vanhu zvisaramba zvichipararira because yeshi pangadeuka vanhu vazhinji vangarasikirwa neupenyu.
Ameno totonzwa imi ndezvipi zvamungafunga kudai zvaitwa nokuti kana tichibvunzawo vateereri kudai ndo munowanikwa mazano.
Haini ndoona sekuti dai zvaikwanisika kuti vangotsvaka kuti nzvimbo kune vanenge vabatwa nechigwere chacho vangotsvakwa nzvimbo yavanongoiswa vasingazosangani nevamwe ndonga zvingabatsira chaizvo.
Muzimbabwe handi makanzwa kuti kune nzvimbo inonzi Wilkins nekuBeatrice Infectious Diseases ndo kwatinonzwa kuti kuri kuiswa vanenge vaine dambudziko kana zvirwere izvozvo vachibva vangochengetwa ikoko.
Then dai zvaikwanisika vaikwanisa kutiwo kana mukunge chirwere chabvapane vachibatirira vakwanise kuunza maprotection kuitira kuti vasina vacho vasazokwanisa kutapirwa chirwere chacho iyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nepfungwa iyoyo asi kurudziro yamanzwa kana mama akateerera pachirongwa manzwa Dr. Madzorera vatinawo pano mumwe wevadari wedu varikurudzira nyaya yeutsanana kuti kugeza maoko ikoko chinhu chakanaka kuvharawo miromo kana vanhu vachikosora kana kuhetsira. Ndofunga muno tiri kunzwa vanhu varikurudzirwawo zvakanyanya kuti usabata bata miromo nemaziso nekuti hauzive kuti maoko ako anenge abate ngezvimwe zvinongoitawo kuti vanhu vadzivirire kupararira kwechirwere. Tinotenda zvikuru mukuwa Masendeke.
Aiwa, maita basa tionebatsirei.
Thank you so much. Our second caller, Mr. Masendeke, calling from Shishawane. He says this is a very big problem and is asking if there is any means to find cure for this COVID-19, Chris.
Yes, Chonga. Let's go back to Dr. Madzorera. Doctor, now, from what you know, the people that we have spoken to, they say there's no emphasis on the face mask that people, rush to buy. As a doctor, what would you say about those masks? Are they not enough to protect people from this virus?
I think the guidelines so far is our guest from Italy said, they are encouraging those people who actually are coughing or sneezing to wear the mask to reduce the risk of spreading the droplets that will actually infect other people. So you wear a mask to protect other people, but the mask doesn't really protect you as a person. So it's very important. I don't think we can say let everybody buy a mask. But if you've got a flu-like illness, you are coughing or sneezing, please buy a mask and protect other people.
Okay. Thank you so much. Muzvare, amai Musonza, ndofunga muchiripo parunhare. Hello, amai Musonza.
Hello.
Ndaida kuti mungotsanangurawo nerurimi rwaamai neshona nokuti vakawanda vari kunzwa kuti kuItaly zvinhu zvakamira zvakaipa zvekuti nyika yatoita yavari kuti kuvharwa kana vakubvunzwa kumusha ukuwana kuti tiri kunzwa kuti kuItaly nyika yatovharwa nekuda kwechirwere checorona ichi. Mungatsanangurawo zvinhu zvakamira sei kuItaly? Hello. Hello,
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru mai Musonza, tinotenda zvikuru. Munogona henyu kuchienda kuitira mubude musupermarket kuchakachena. Thank you so much. You can leave us now. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Good night. Chris, I think we have another caller.
Yes, Chonga. Silomlaleli, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yebo baba.
Yes, khuluma lobani?
Ikhuluma lo Vusa eButswana.
Ah, Vusa eButswana, kunjani eButswana namhlanje?
Hayi. Khonoko baba eyisalele evalweni iCorona leyo kuzwayo. Kodwa hayi ngapha sifethe ngono kuphela sike sizwa namhlanje enyuzini bethi bona kuna amadoda amasafari ukhona umlungu otholakale layo ukuthi la ngapha singenile.
Etholakala ngapi? Khona ngapha eBotswana.
Yebo baba.
Edolobheni lipi?
Emawuni. Yebo baba.
Ah, okay. Kodwa umumo wonunjani abantu bayesaba yini njalo kwesikuzwayo kwamanye amazwe ukuthi abanye sebegqoke la mask, abanye sebe hamba betenayo lokho kuthiwa ama-sanitizer lokunonjani?
Hayi, ngapha khona bekusesengcono, akukabi ilokushana okutshengisayo lama abantu bezihambela. Hayi, kusesengcono, kodwa khonokho kuphela ukuthi sesihleli sikuza kukhulunywa baba.
Hayi, kulungile, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu baba. Kodwa kunyeke sithi thina no abantu bangakhohlwa ukuthi ma izinto lezi zisenzeka uNkulunkulu wayekhulumile vele ukuthi isikhathi esizayo sene sesiphila phakathi kwaso. Abantu bayakufa bengalahlani, okunye akukhulekeni madoda.
Hayi, bezwakala.
Hayi, siyabonga bambonge kakhulu.
Hayi, lathi sibongile.
Hayi, bye bye.
Jonga, that's Vusa there. Our caller is calling us from Botswana. And he says they have got their first report. But of course, you know, when these reports come, sometimes they turn out to be negative. So we'll keep an eye on it because this is going to be the first one if ever it's proven to be positive. But he sounds like a religious person.
Yes.
Vusa is a religious
person. Yeah, he said that in the Bible,
yes,
it's written that there will come a pandemic.
It is also encouraging people to pray so that, you know, we have peace and it goes away, this virus goes away.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Vusa. Maybe I can go back to Miss Matutu. Miss Matutu.
Hello.
Yes, South Africa has recorded 13 cases now. How are Zimbabweans reacting to this? Hello?
Hello, Miss Matutu. I think we are having problems connecting to Miss Matutu. Chris, you can go to Dr. Mazore.
Yes, Junga. Dr. Mazore.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. So, we know that, you know, in times like this, when there's an international health crisis, countries get help from, of course, we've spoken about the $25 million from the Global Fund, and we understand also the other, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, also assists Zimbabwe. But there have been questions that is Zimbabwe really prepared to stem this, the growth of the virus, in the event that it, you know, there is one or two people positive in the community? Do you think that Zimbabwe can step up to the challenge?
Well, as I said before, I think Zimbabwe is lagging behind in our preparedness for this virus. Mm-hmm. We are really far away. First of all, you know, we've got our own human resources problem that is that has been around now for probably 6 months. Mm-hmm. Our doctors declared incapacitation. They are still not fully, you know, committed to their work. Mm-hmm. They do go to work. We have nurses also complaining. They are not safe with their conditions of service. And now we've got a potentially life-threatening condition that is in the horizon coming. Mm-hmm. Probably coming into Zimbabwe. And we really need to incentivize our health workers. We are not ready. So, number one, in terms of the health workforce, we are not ready. We need to do more. In terms of medicines and other consumables, we are not ready. We don't have enough medicines to be managing an outbreak of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. Our hospitals are not ready. In terms of facilities, we are not ready. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone gets this infection, sometimes they have to go to the intensive care unit. And I was talking to a certain senior colleague this afternoon, and he was telling me we only have 4 ventilators at the hospital like Parinyatwa. So the whole of the Arhat region is banking on 4 ventilators. You know, people sometimes, you know, get difficulty in breathing, and they will die if you don't assist them. That's what ventilators are there for. So we are not ready at all, and most of the other hospitals don't have this basic equipment which I'm talking about, like ventilators and so forth. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things that are not in place. We don't have enough quarantine facilities. You know, the government tells us we've got Wilkins Hospital and probably another hospital in Blawayo, Stone Group could be, if I remember well.
Yes, yes, you're
right. But that's not enough. We need quarantine facilities, isolation facilities in every district, more or less. We shouldn't be transporting people with the virus 300-400 kilometers to quarantine them. No, they should be isolated in their own district. We should train more health workers on this matter. We are not prepared. And you can see that we are not prepared because of the panic that happens when a suspected case comes to an institution. And I was talking to other doctors, like in our region, the Midlands. We don't even know where to take patients if you should come across a suspected case. We don't know where to take the specimens. What specimen do you take? Where do you send it? How do you send it there? Those things should already have been in place by now. Because when this thing hit, it really hit hard. And there's no time to think. We need guidelines before it hits. Mm-hmm. So we are busy encouraging the government, and we are busy telling the government that, hey, we are one people. This is one time when we should put partisan politics aside, and we should work as one people and make sure that we contain this virus quickly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mazorera. That was the end of the show. We've come to the end of the show. I hope you join us again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, that was Dr. Henry Madzorera, former health minister and MDC secretary for health. He's based in Kwekwe. We also heard from Victress Matutu, a Zimbabwean in South Africa, and we heard from Rebecca Musonza, a Zimbabwean in Italy. We were also joined in this, not in the studio, but we were joined by Luan Lu Olia, who works for the VOA Mandarin. My name is Chris Gandhi. Good night, Zimbabwe. Until we meet, same time, same station, same frequencies.
Then, Jonga Gandhi, Miriam Stenda, Terry Rose, Okwansa, Pinam Chirongwa, Lutmara Zakanaka.